proud to welcome back to Morning Line Betty Sue.
Hi, it's so good to be here.
What you gonna do?
Well, I'm gonna play a song called Summertime. Just clinging to your back, your neck, your hands. Oh. Legs brown beneath the hem of a salt, stiff cotton dress. Now crumpled on the floor, a crimson mess. Oh.
Tune to 90.3 KNBA, and our guest this morning, Betty Sue. Thank you for playing that.
Sure, I'm so glad you've been spinning it. I'm really grateful.
This is I showed you my playlist just to show you I wasn't joshing or kissing up too much, but that song was actually on my playlist for this hour, and I thought, well, I better not play it because she's coming in live, and I thought, you know, this is really a pretty well fleshed out produced album. It's not just singer songwritery stuff, and I said, I'm telling myself, you know, she's not going to play Summertime because you need a full band for that. That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You got your hair cut.
Yeah, I've cut it all off.
It's cute.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you're playing a Gibson guitar that's older than you are. Where did you get that?
You know what? This is I got this in Austin off of Craigslist.
Really?
I did. I saw it. I'd been looking for this model of guitar, and I'd tried out a few, and they just weren't, you know, they weren't the right match for me. And then this one came up on Craigslist. This was maybe 5 years ago or something. And then I went over to this guy's house and tried it out, and I said, this is my guitar.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah.
And it's so authentic and so organic.
Yeah, it's got lots of scars.
How old it is?
It's a 1965.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. Yeah. Hey, welcome back to Alaska.
Thank you.
I lose track of time. How long has it been since you were at the Acoustic Alaska Guitar Camp? Was it two years ago?
I think it was four years ago. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I know it took them that.
That's
long.
That's way too long.
No, I'm kidding.
All right. Now, so you, I know last time you did, you instructed songwriting at the camp.
Right.
First of all, you got a lot going on in the Austin music scene. You got a lot of things that you're doing, what makes you just say, you know, I think I'm going to go to Alaska and participate in a acoustic guitar camp again?
Because they asked.
Okay.
No, it was. You know, I so enjoyed being up here, and I think most people in Lower 48, you know, dream about visiting Alaska or seeing it, and then it doesn't disappoint. You know, you come up here and it's just so breathtaking. You're driving down the roads and every turn you think you've seen the best of the mountains, and take a turn and there they are again. You know, another breathtaking view. And we're up by this little lake where the campsite is, and it's just so beautiful to see the trees reflected in the water, and to see, you know, the clouds kind of dancing with the mountains, and it's beautiful. And then the camp itself is so much fun, and it's so great, and you have everything from, you know, people learning the beginning chops on their instruments to people who are really advanced players, and just being able to enjoy listening to different people's musicality. It's a great experience.
Sort of a out in the woods genre de vivre of
absolutely, yeah. And you're kind of disconnected. You know, nobody can pin you down on anything from back home when you're kind of out here.
Down home, nice. I'm guessing you don't have like moose wander through camps when you're doing instructing. Do you have moose? Did you have moose at the camp this year?
I haven't seen moose this year, but the last time we were that I was up here, Lawrence Juber actually got chased by a moose through the middle of
camp.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Lawrence was on the show one time when he was in playing some great instrumentals.
Great.
He got chased by a moose.
Yeah, yeah. But he was so dignified and British, you know, that he didn't really run. He just kind of walked briskly.
This is a former member of Paul McCartney and Wings.
That's
got
right,
chased
I know.
By a moose in Wasilla, Alaska. Nice. I love it. You meet the nicest. You meet the nicest people and the nicest moose. So.
Well, I don't know if it was that nice a moose, but you know, but I was glad to see it because that was like the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Did anybody get a video of it?
I have a video of it.
Really?
Yeah.
You should post it if you haven't already. Well, listen, I want to talk some more about the camp too. But you want to play something else?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to play something. Let's do this.
She smiled at me, she smiled at you, and she said something soft, and her hands locked on the crook of your arm. She looked back at me, but you never stopped walking. I called your number, I called your number all hungered for the wrong things. the greenest peach, the palest cherry. I always treasured the wrong things. I always trusted the wrong things. A tired rope swing from a crooked tree. And I called your number. I called your number all night.
Betty Sue on 90.3 KMBA playing live for us this morning. And that one, that's off the new album, too.
That is.
Yeah. Betty Sue's new album, by the way, if you haven't got your copy, is Where You Been? When We're Gone, the name of the new record. That song, last night, I'd one thing that caught my eye, because I kind of read liner notes, and I asked you about it a little bit earlier, is the Americana legendary all things string player and fabulous producer and papa of Dixie Chicks, Natalie Maines. Lloyd Maines played pedal steel, and this we hear with solo guitar. How'd you hook up with Lloyd Maines to play pedal steel on that on the album?
You know, Lloyd's been a kind and a generous friend to me for years. He helps so many people in Austin, and he's just a very approachable and nice guy, I just asked him. It was really all that happened. But as soon as I started to think about recording this song, I thought, oh gosh, pedal steel would be so perfect on this, and I couldn't think of anybody better to have on it than Lloyd Maines. And he was happy to do it, and he put down, I feel like, just the most beautiful part on that song. You know, every time I play it live, I can hear him playing it in my head. You know.
Austin people must be awfully genial. I asked why you came back to Alaska. You said, because they asked me. And why did Lloyd Maines play on your record? Because I asked him.
That's right. You know, it's like I have a friend who used to say, oh, you know, well, my second favorite answer is no.
Very nice.
You just got to ask.
Binary, right.
Yeah.
Is it my imagination, has your vocal range increased over the years?
You know, maybe. I mean, I think it expands and retracts.
It's just beautiful.
Thank you so much. You're so kind.
Which brings me to a point. I assumed that you would be teaching songwriting again this year, but you're not.
No, not this year.
What you teaching?
No. So I've been teaching a vocal class. Where we kind of take people through a bunch of exercises, help them learn how to warm up and take care of their voice, and then we've been working on a bunch of individual stuff, running it kind of like a master class. Which if you've never been to a master class, it's you have a group of students and you bring one up at a time and you kind of troubleshoot with them and work on improving a piece that they're working on, and everybody gets to learn based on watching them and seeing the transformation happen in front of them. And so by the end of the week, I'll have worked with each person in the class one-on-one, but in front of the rest of the class. And that's just been great. And everybody's been, just willing and ready to learn, and you can't ask for anything better than that.
Do you intimidate anybody?
You know, it's hard to imagine that I would intimidate just about anybody. I mean, I'm not that intimidating a person, besides the fact that I'm only 5'1", you know.
I think you're the only person in this building that I'm actually taller than. So thank you very much.
I do my best. You know?
You know, I said to Joe Becker at the camp, you know, bring in anybody you want to, as long as they're shorter than I am, because that just never happens. Okay, we're going to run out of time here. There's so many great artists, you know, that are at the at the camp this year, and hopefully we'll get some on. I know with Lauren this afternoon, Dan Navarro, yeah. Of course. I kind of wanted to play. I'll play some Loan and Navarro tomorrow. Some of my favorites.
And we'll all
here.
Be in town tonight.
And be in town tonight. Yeah. And Doug Cox, Sharon Gilchrist, and blues great Mary Flowers. It's going to be a great show at the Taproot here. We got another 3 minute-ish.
Okay, yeah.
Song. I want to stop hearing my voice and hear more of yours.
Okay, I'd be happy to do that. I'm gonna take it like a man. Take the punches where I stand. There's nothing like growing older to see where the fists are headed before they land. I'm gonna learn to laugh it off, shrug my shoulders when they scoff, and keep on riding when I kick up gravel. Don't need a big truck, 2 wheels are enough. The days grow shorter as the months roll by. Summer springs soon and the autumn skies got cool wet clean to its evening sky. I don't feel ready for those winter. But I can't wait out this. Time flies. I gotta brace these legs, lock my teeth, push these pedals, keep spinning these wheels away. Yesterday, goodbye. I could have gone a straighter route, but they all end up headed south. And no matter which way the water cuts, the land it's gonna meet the ocean at the river's mouth. The days grow shorter as the months roll by. Summer's fading soon and the autumn sky's got a cool wet stain to its evening sigh. Don't feel ready for those winter nights, but I can't change how fast time flies. I gotta brace these legs, lock my teeth, push these pedals, keep spinning these wheels away. Yesterday, goodbye. Well, maybe I'll reach that center line where the summer catches up to the winter time. The sun will work its best to loosen my skin. I'll worry less about the cold and more about the wind. 'Cause I can't change how fast time flies. I gotta brace these legs, lock my teeth, push these pedals, keep spinning these wheels away. Yesterday, goodbye.
People are standing by their radios now giving you a standing ovation.
Oh, you're so kind.
It's Betty Sue on KNBA and Wheels from her latest fine release, stellar release, When We're Gone. Betty Sue's new album. Of course, you can catch Betty Sue and Dan Navarro and Doug Cox and Mary Flower and Sharon Gilchrist, lots and lots more at the Acoustic Alaska Guitar Camp's annual concert that happens tonight at the Taproot. You can find all the ticket details online at acousticalaska.com. Gosh, we're out of time. Will you just sit and play for me for another hour here while I go into syndicated programming? A pleasure to have you back and to have your beautiful voice and your charming wit. And thanks for coming back to Alaska.
Oh, it's
Betty
my
Sue.
Pleasure. Thank you.
All right, enjoy the rest of your stay and have a great show tonight.
Thank you.
Okay. And if you or your organization has information you'd like to share with our community, you can reach us by email, feedback@KNBA.org. That's it for Morning Line, National Native News, and Native Mirka Calling. Coming up next tomorrow, it's TGIF on the show. Till then, have a great day. Be safe and hug the kids.
Voting counts. If you're Alaska Native, there is one simple thing you can do to help your elders and help young people seeking an education. Your vote on Election Day makes a difference in Washington, D.C. and at home. Take part in shaping your country's future. Be sure to register to vote and cast your ballot. Don't let any more elections be won by the toss of a coin. For more information, go to knba.org. This message brought to you with funding from Carnegie Corporation of New York.
Yalida.
Doyinta.
Jamai. Koyanani Chuganilut.
You're listening to KNBA Anchorage 90.